how things happen in different countries. And I think in that sense, Denmark is a good example how to apply how politicians and society can work together. And the example of Denmark is that these decisions in relation to the nutrients are in fact political decisions. So in case of Denmark, it is a political decision, political agreement that this is the level of nutrients that we are producing and discharging to the sea, and everything else has to be decided by the society, how much we can produce in agriculture, how much we can produce in aquaculture sector, how much we can cut off or decrease releases from wastewater treatment plants. So I think this is a good approach to set one limit for the whole country, and then look at different economic sectors inside the country, how we can either promote or help out or take additional measures to lower the pollution load. But this is not the approach in rest of the Baltic Sea countries, and we still indeed have the battle with different sectors, and there's nothing we can do about it. But the system that we have now, the common goal and the understanding that we have to reduce pollution, at the end of the day, it all comes down to the money and the effectiveness, and we have to understand that what is the measure that we have to implement in order to be effective in the sense of spending this money. You know, when we spent 1,000 euros to cut down pollution from agriculture, but at the same time we might find another measure from somewhere else where we could cut down much more nutrients for the same amount of money. So I think rest of the countries usually have this kind of approach that they look at the effectiveness, how much we can reduce the pollution by spending certain amount of money. But also the case of Denmark is a good example to show and present that how this can be done inside the country. And you know best how these discussions take place inside the country, but from outside it looks pretty good.